The meeting of March 7th is called to order. May I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Any noes? No.
Nope.
Next item, communications for information. Ms. Hobson?
The previously scheduled study session for this evening on the management analyst classification series is going to be postponed to a later date to be determined.
To be determined.
Could we schedule it for the April meeting? I know that our attorney will be out of town, so we'll try not to get into too much trouble. But would that be appropriate?
It may be. I need to check with Roberta and Alice to make sure they're available.
Okay.
They requested that this study session be postponed.
Okay,
so
let's
have to check in with them and get back to you.
Let's shoot for May, though. Let's give it some time. Let's shoot for May.
For the study session?
Yes.
Okay.
Actions on matters still pending. New business. Ms. Hobson, again.
We have two requests for an appeal hearing. The information is in your packets. The first one is in the matter of Matthew Steelquist, and the second one in the matter of Thomas Carroll.
Board Member Sexton.
Madam Chair, would you like a motion for these, or can we just request that they be scheduled? So moved.
Do I hear a second? Of course I do. Thank you. Can you go about the business of scheduling these two? And please do not schedule either of them for the first 2 weeks of April.
Okay.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
Do we want to look at scheduling those on open dates, available date after the first week of April to just try to work them in?
No, Mr. Sexton, we
don't. Okay, okay, well, I thought I would ask. It was worth a try.
Actually, thank you very much, Ms. Hobson, who tries to schedule us and by doing it through email to get us all there and present. It's not easy to do, and one of our board members is still missing, so I would prefer to make sure we are
duly noted. Thank you.
In attendance. Thank you. Considerations of matters set for public hearing?
None this evening.
Civil Service Coordinator report?
None this evening.
Human Resource Director reports and requests? Oh, hello. I didn't see you sneak in.
I'm hiding behind the monitor.
Good evening. So I've got a bit to go through here, so stop me at any time if you have a question. I'm reporting this evening on three list extensions, one list abolishment, and two requests. The details of each are in your packet. The Human Resources Director approved a six-month extension for Warehouse Technician Senior. This is a city promotional list that expired on January 24th, 2019. There were eight people on the original list, one of which was a City of Tacoma resident. There are seven people currently on the list, one of which is a City of Tacoma resident. One person was hired from the list, and this list is used to determine eligibility for temporary upgrades. The Human Resources Director also approved a 3-month extension for Associate Planner. It's the Safe Routes to School Coordinator. This was an open list that expired on February 2nd, 2019. There were 41 people on the original list, 9 of which were City of Tacoma residents. There are currently 40 people on the list, 8 of which are City of Tacoma residents. One person was hired from the list, and the department's anticipating that there'll be 1 to 2 vacancies this year, so feels the list is still viable and would like to use it. The Human Resources Director approved a 6-month extension for Construction Inspector. This was an open list that expired on February 20th, 2019. There were 15 people on the original list, 5 of which were City of Tacoma residents. There are currently 13 people on the list, 4 of which are City of Tacoma residents, 2 people hired from the list, 1 of which was a City of Tacoma residents. Resident.
Now, I do have a question on this one. It yeah. says that the estimated positions to be filled over extended list life of the list is 0. So I'm trying to figure out why there's an extension here. And I do also note that it is used for temporary upgrades. Is that why you want to keep it open?
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I think I have a question also. Maybe I'll try to frame it in the form of a question. But, you know, my concern with these has been on the minimum qualifications here. So it's graduation from high school supplemented by college level courses related to inspection work and 3 years experience in field or office engineering work involving construction phase reviews. You know, it's just that, you know, in the 80s, 90s, you know, we had a lot of construction managers, inspectors, engineers, you know, right out of college. And they were bright and well-trained and well-educated, but they didn't have any field experience. You know, they had never been on the job before. You know, and I think, you know, they got away from that after that. You know, that it really makes a huge difference.
Okay.
You know, and so, well, you know, I think the and/or is huge, and you know, they really should have, you know, some field experience. It doesn't really matter, you know, how much education they have.
Sure.
You know, if they haven't ever, you know, been out in the field, it's a whole new world.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sorry, that wasn't a question.
No, that's okay.
Would you agree?
Good comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Board Member Sexton.
Okay. The Human Resources Director also approved a list abolishment for Human Resources Specialist. This was an open list. 68 people were on the original list, 25 of which were City of Tacoma residents. We hired 6 people from the list, one of which was a City of Tacoma resident. 62 people are remaining on the list, 24 of which were City of Tacoma residents. We thoroughly vetted this list and determined that the remaining candidates didn't meet the current business needs of the unit and went ahead and established a new list. So, any questions?
Answered mine.
I always wait a minute to see if his mic turns on.
I am so good.
So, I'm going to now invite up Rodney Croston, followed by Marissa Tatro, to present waivers of competitive examination.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the Civil Service Board. I'm Rodney Croston from the Human Resources Department, and this is Cheryl Brown from Tacoma Power Transmission and Distribution. I feel like I'm addressing a celebrity after your City Line segment. on TV. And Ms. Hobson, for sure. You guys did amazing. But we're here tonight to request a waiver of competitive exam for appointments to the line electrician and wire electrician classifications for graduates who have completed the line and wire apprenticeship programs. The apprenticeship programs are jointly sponsored between Tacoma Power Transmission and Distribution and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 483. And these apprentices competed in open competitive exams to get into these apprenticeships and have completed approximately 7,000 hours of on-the-job training and 400 classroom hours over the last 3.5 years. So we're requesting permanent appointment effective January 14th, 2019 to line electrician for Aaron Bailey, Donnie Blank, and Wesley Giddings, and appointment to wire electrician for Andrew Carmen, Samuel Riggs, and Michael Ruiz.
Do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that we grant the city's request for an approval of waiver of competitive examination for appointments into the line electrician for Aaron Bailey, Donnie Blank, and Wesley Giddings, and wire electrician for Andrew Carmen, Samuel Riggs, and Michael Ruiz, classifications for graduates who have successfully completed the line or wire apprenticeship programs pursuant to the Tacoma Municipal Code.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the apprenticeship appointments. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? And are any of those members here in our audience? Would you like to come up and speak?
Just want to say thank you to everybody that's made this possible.
Your name?
I'm sorry, I'm Sam Riggs.
Thank you.
No, nice to meet you. Everybody that's made this possible from the beginning towards the end, all of our people in the shop that helped us, instructors, and then the support staff that made it possible as well. Cheryl Brands folks, so thank you.
Well, and I thank you for all your effort because you do this while you're working. So thank you very much. Are there any other members? No?
Well,
are you just afraid to speak? I know. Okay.
If no one else speaks, can we take back the...
No. No, we may not.
All right.
Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the board. I just also wanted to add that of these graduates, as you know, it's a very extensive program, a challenging program, and a well-respected program. These individuals, the wire individuals specifically, all finish with an average, so that's an overall program average of the 3.5 years, with ranging from 95.9% all the way up to 96.8%.
And excellent.
And then the line the line graduates, 93.8% all the way up to 96.8%. So I felt that was worth,
yes.
They didn't just finish, barely made it. They definitely excelled in the program as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for those efforts.
Thank you.
You need to stop being a nuisance. Stop that. Next item.
Is there more items?
Yes. Yes, there is. Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the board. I'm Marissa Tatro from the HR department. I have with me this evening Jared Kaiser. He is the watershed manager for Tacoma Water. And tonight we are requesting a waiver of competitive examination for Douglas Blanchard to environmental specialist senior classification. Mr. Blanchard has been with the city since December of 2003. He started as a project water quality specialist. Mr. Blanchard participated in open competitive examinations and was promoted to a permanent environmental technician position from the eligible list on July 25th of 05. On January 5th of 2009, Mr. Blanchard was promoted into a permanent senior environmental technician position. And most recently, Mr. Blanchard was promoted on February 8th of 2016 to environmental specialist.
I did see that you mentioned snow in his resume, and thank you very much for that, since we've had our overabundance of that. Yes. Do I hear a motion from the board? Board Member Sexton?
I move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for, I'm sorry, I didn't get his first name.
Douglas.
Or Douglas Blanchard, environmental specialist senior, so on and so forth.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion about this item? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Is Mr. Blanchard here? Please. I must tell you, when I saw snow, I said, oh, he's hired.
Well, thank you, members of the board. Thank you for human resources. And Jared is as my new manager. I'm happy to talk about what I get to do. You know, what we do in terms of protecting the watershed, protecting the source of drinking water for 350,000 people is really a great thing that a lot of us can take pride in. And I've had the opportunity to initiate programs that have helped expand our ability to do that. I feel like we're actively involved in training a lot of our new staff into positions where they can contribute more to our base of knowledge, and we're in the process of currently establishing a bigger network of precipitation monitoring stations, so we have a better idea of what we're actually collecting up there. And for years, you know, we have a great record that goes back to 1925 of how much it's rained up there, and it's a great record. But it's one point right where you drive in, and it doesn't cover, you know, we're going from almost Enumclaw to I-90 on the other side. And so from front to back, anybody that has spent years working there knows that we have great variability from front to back, and snowpack from front to back is different. So we're gathering more information on that, and we hope to create a record starting this year that matches the record that we started in 1925, and expands that and gives us a better idea of what we have going forward as water supply becomes more important. Mm-hmm. And that's just a part of it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Are there any comments by the public? No, Steve's not in the audience. Any comments by the board? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn? I heard and I second, and we are out of here. Thank you.
And I know you've been looking for a long time about how great that is, but I'm asking you to know what you're doing.